2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. Developing news here on KSL News Radio. Police say a student is in custody after a scare involving a gun and a backpack at American Fork Junior High. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports from the school.
Students reported seeing a handgun inside one student's backpack this morning, and a school resource officer did find it and detained a male student. Parent Rachel Doyle says her daughter was one of those who saw it and said something.
As well, sent text messages saying that she was afraid and that she would like us to get her.
No word on why this boy brought this gun to school. Students expected a pretty easy day today. There's just 2 days of school left, and they got their yearbooks today, but they ended up locked in their classrooms while police investigated. Reporting on the scene in American Fork, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Police have identified a person of interest in the shooting of that toddler outside a Spanish Fork daycare center. That person is cooperating with authorities, so the question is, what charges might be brought?
The shot was fired illegally in city limits, something KSL legal analyst Greg Scortis says shows negligence.
It's hard to call that completely accidental. There's some degree of negligence or carelessness or recklessness when that kind of conduct occurs, and I think that the prosecutors have to take a hard look at that.
He says if this child is seriously hurt or potentially dies, the person responsible could be facing heavy charges.
I hope that doesn't happen. It sounds like it's not going to happen. We could be looking at negligent homicide charges, in my opinion.
According to Spanish Fork's Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker, the toddler is still at Primary Children's Hospital, but is making progress. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Murray police arrested a man after he allegedly threatened two teenagers and attacked two officers. This happened in Murray Park yesterday. Traeger Gavin Wynn, 24 years old, was booked into Salt Lake County Jail after wielding a knife at the officers and knocking the teens to the ground. Both officers suffered minor injuries and the teens were not hurt. The investigation is continuing. Former Utah State Senator Derek Kitchen is joining the Biden administration. He's going to work for the Export-Import Bank of the U.S. He's going to coordinate efforts with Congress, as well as state and local governments, where the agency helps businesses export goods to other countries and get loans. Technical glitches derailed Ron DeSantis' campaign launch. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Florida governor was planning to announce his campaign for president on Twitter Spaces, but the platform was plagued with technical glitches, DeSantis releasing a Twitter video instead.
I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
Twitter's moderators saying the large number of viewers caused the platform's servers to melt down. Metrics published by Twitter showed that more than 600,000 people were attempting to listen. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts breaking his silence about ethics concerns now plaguing the bench.
I am committed to making certain that we as a court adhere to the highest standards of conduct.
Roberts not mentioning Justice Clarence Thomas, who has come under fire for failing to disclose property deals and lavish vacations paid for by a friend who is a billionaire Republican mega donor. It's not just a typical day of disagreement between Democrats and Republicans. That's what the whip of the Congressional Progressive Caucus says about the debt ceiling.
This is not a simple political disagreement. This is a dire crisis for everyday people in America.
Democrat Greg Kasser calling on Republicans to do the right thing. And global superstar Tina Turner has passed away at the age of 83.
What's love got to do with it?
People magazine editor Larry Hackett says Turner's personal struggles with domestic abuse were felt in her songs.
And the depths from which she had to crawl out of to regain stardom. It's in every single syllable and every single note she sings.
Tina Turner died peacefully at her home in Switzerland after a long illness. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of children listed as missing have been found in a large operation. They were found both in the U.S. and Mexico.
Called Operation We Will Find You, the U.S. Marshals working with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and local police departments say they have tracked down 225 missing children. A vast majority of the cases were runaways who were found and many were rescued. Others were with non-custodial parents and were returned to their legal guardians. Some were possible victims of human trafficking. Included in the capture was a couple that ran to Mexico with their five children who were in hiding. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. In for Ricky, here's Len Thomas.
All right, looking at the traffic flow, Weber and Davis County is pretty slow right now. We did have the rain marching on through there. Looks like that has dissipated, but it's left slow traffic in the rake. In the wake, you have northbound slowing from Farmington through Kaysville and Clearfield up to Riverdale. And U.S. 89, very sloggy with construction, making your way northbound from Kaysville all the way to Highway 89. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Len. KSL News Time 5:05. Lori Vallow-Daybell will find out her prison sentence at the end of July. She was found guilty on all charges in the murders of her two children and her husband's ex-wife. Sentencing day has been set by the judge for July 31st. A West Valley man is facing felony murder charges for allegedly killing his wife 28 years ago. Back then, Keith Klingenberg told the 911 dispatcher that his wife had slashed her own throat. Since then, the Salt Lake County DA's office has reopened the case, reanalyzed the scene, talked to witnesses again, and now 68 years old, Klingenberg was taken into custody this morning. Officials at Lake Powell are breathing a sigh of relief, with water levels rising by about a foot a day.
Lake Powell has risen 30 feet already this year, with another 40 feet expected to follow. Utah's commissioner to the Colorado River, Gene Shawcroft, says that's enough to tide the lake over for a couple of years.
This year helps us tremendously, does not solve the long-term problem. It does not cause us to take our foot off the gas pedal as far as trying to resolve it.
Shawcroft says based on the hydrologic outlook and the way water is currently being used along the Colorado River, it's impossible for Lake Powell to have stability. He says they still need lower basin states to reduce their water use and for everyone to do their part while they look at other long-term solutions.
We still have to be extremely cautious about how we use water.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Golf courses get a bad rap for being subpar with their water conservation, but there's now a high-tech effort to do better.
Moisture-sensing drones, wetting agents, high-tech computerized sprinkling systems, these are all things Utah courses are using to try and do their part. Josh Verosco, president of the Utah Golf Course Superintendents Association, says he monitors over 800 sprinkler heads daily to make sure they aren't overwatering. But Verosco says it's rough. Golfers expect a perfectly green course, and some years that just isn't possible. He says it helps when everyone can be on board with conservation. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.